Sunday night or Lechof Shvat. Boy, Shvat flew. Was that just a Shchodesh? Sort of. We're up to... What? Yeah. Also, we benched Shchodesh this week. It's Parsha Shkolim already. Because Shchodesh is on a Friday, so it's like... we're already benching Rosh Chodesh, and we're just Rosh Chodesh Shvat, but because Rosh Chodesh is Friday. No, when Chodesh is left to Friday, it's like...
the winter didn't really come yet.
Okay, I don't know.
We have come in Jerusalem.
Okay, we're up to what we have as Chof Tes. V'dad, the Kedushas B'chor, who Mishayotza Rubo. Abo Koydim L'zeh, Embo Kedusha B'me'eimo. The Gemara talks about you could actually make it into a different korban. When it's b'me'eimo, you could say, "Hare, this v'lad should be an ola," because it's not kodesh yet, the kedusha of bechor. How can mutal hatal mum kodesh shiatzal aver oilam is man hazeh? Wait, I'm thinking, why you say b'zman hazeh? Why b'zman hazeh? Why Bisman has no. He's going on Koidam Uza. Ain't Bo Kedusha. Maybe he just means Bisman has because that's when you want to, because you want to save yourself a lot of trouble. Bisman HaMikdash, you don't, so you'll bring a karma. What's the big deal? What mitzvah you being mevatel? No, but nowadays we don't want the michshol. We don't want bechoros running around. Yeah.
Isn't there a view in the mikdash that it's chalosh mibeten?
If that's where's that phrase? It's a phrase. It's like Lav Dafka. Kodesh Mibedim when it comes out. I mean, it's automatically. You're right, but it doesn't. It's a phrase. Lav Dafka. Lafuke, you don't have to be Makdash.
It's really not like a Machlokas.
No, he's going to bring down a Machlokas, I think. I don't know if it's from Afreya or not. We'll see. The Chayim Lakos on Nochri. And if there are he was kaddish meirechem, meaning from peter rechem, from when it comes out of the womb, below kodem. I am shas b'chayrus of gimel and beis, ramam tan perik beis aloch yadalid, v'lacham of parshus b'chukosai, v'parshus korach, na'arich b'zeh. Why there? That's where it talks about b'char odom, being poldem b'char odom. Gam ne'er poshut, what we have is lamed, the mitzvah lakdash b'chor b'peh lav davka tekev shenolad elah mitzvah he calls mancha b'chor kayim. Whatever the mitzvah is, whether the mitzvah is to utter a magic formula, just meaning just like to say words, which is hard to understand, I have no problem. I think that you are makdashit b'kedushas peh when you say harezu kodosh. And the fact that it's Kaddish anyway is, I don't see that as a big deal. So there's two reasons why it's Kaddish. It's Kaddish because it's Kaddish me'elov, and it's Kaddish because you made it Kaddish.
Can you make something Kaddish if it's already Kaddish?
Why not? Because, you know why?
Kaddish. Can you make something wet when it's already wet?
Don't laugh too hard, because I'll show you why, how wrong you are. So, you know, the joke's on you. You'd be right if the act of being makdish was like painting a fence and making it kadosh. But if you understand the inyan of a neder, you say harezek kadosh, it becomes kadosh because of your neder. Your nether becomes a seba for its kedusha. It's not like you're painting a fence. It's your words Loyachel dvaro, kachol yoytzim et fiv yaseh. Your words become like a self-fulfilling prophecy. That's the koach of a neder, that your dibur peh materializes, becomes real. So you said harezer kadosh, and now it's kadosh because of your neder. You didn't even make it kadosh. You see that in lamdus, I would even say you didn't make it kadosh. You made a neder, and it became kadosh because of your neder. And now there's two sivas for it to be kadosh. One sivah for it to be kadosh is because it's kadosh automatically. Hashem made it kadosh when it's paid to the rechem. And one is because of your neder. That's why I think it's not like making something wet. It's a neder. So you made a neder, and your neder is it should be kadosh. Your neder isn't that something chol should become kadosh necessarily. Your neder is there should be kadosh. So it's kadosh because of your neder. That's the koach of a neder.
But it's only kadosh because it was kadosh.
No. What did you say?
If it wasn't a bachor, you could never make it kadosh.
Yeah, I know, but
it's coming out of the bachor.
Not because it's kadosh. The kedushas bachor is chal because it's a bachor, not because it's kadosh. Because it's a bachor. The Torah said to be makdash. That's not a question. The question is, what did the Torah tell you to do? Does the Torah tell you to utter a meaningless formula that's meaningless and doesn't accomplish anything and doesn't do anything? That's absurd, I maintain. And therefore, no, the Torah told you to make a neder. Like when you learn Masachas Nedarim, it's a neder. The first round says there's Nidrei Hektish, and then there's Harei Alai and Harei Zu. And you made a neder of Harezu, so the Torah told you to make a neder that this should be kadosh. And in Hilchos Nedarim, that becomes a reason for it to be kadosh. When I say this phone should be usher on me, so that's a reason why the phone should be usher. Now it's also for two reasons. One is the Gedolim Maaseret, not this phone. This is just a tape recorder. Gedolim Maaseret, and the other is also my neder. Okay. What? Yeah, there are two reasons. There are two reasons.
But is it matching between the two reasons?
No, it seems like
a
nafkamina
is on
the.
Right? What do you mean? Is there a nafkamina? You want to? The Torah said you should be magnesh.
Different meaning.
If you again, your choice is to either you could do a Torah Sodara. Your choice is either to say that the Torah demanded a meaningless statement, which is just a meaningless statement.
Right, we don't.
Which, to me, that's absurd that the Torah would demand that. The Torah wants you to. And anyway, the word is taktish. So, if the Torah wanted you to say the words which are meaningless, I wouldn't exactly call that taktish. I would say the mitzvah is lomar. Lomar reza kadosh. Okay, anyway, let's see. But that's not the point here in the Menachas Chinuch. So that we learned already. The point here is that you could do it right away. Maybe that's a chiddush that you could do before it's 8 days old, because it can't be a korban b'chor yet. You have to wait 8 days. Except that's not really true. Oh no, it is true by a korban. I was about to say, if you know it's a full-term baby, you could be makrivit before 8 days, but that's not true. You can eat it before 8 days if you know it's full-term. But a korban is only kosher from day 8 and on. Anyway, v'moyiklish taketh yaktish achaychach. Ki'ein b'gemora uv'rambam. There's no remez. It doesn't say in the Gemara or in the Rambam that mitzvah yiyah dafka miyad when it's born v'lo achar zman. V'yim kein im nolad l'kotan b'chor v'ein b'hekdesho klom. L'kotan can't. A cotton's nether is not a nether. So when he gets older, he has to be makdashit. Vaday mitzvah olam lahakdash mishayagdil. Even though now it's 6 years after he was born. So now he has the mitzvah to be makdashit. Yenolad lakotn shumufl somach laish vehikdash pepeh. So he's not mechuyev to do it, I think, because he's not a bar mitzvah. But his hektash is chal, because his nadorim are valid. So Why would you be? If no markim the kvar hikdash also, like they show hektish, him came my moisuf lahakdash oipam, kivin the kvar niskadesh. He made it hektish. Even in his, he made it hektish. He made a nether. And the nether's chal. By Dilma, kivin the ba'emes mitzvah say zu lahakdash prepare, he says, ain moisuf shum dover v'inyan hektish. Kibulav ochim eil of niskadesh. Hurak zeris hakosuv. The mitzvah ala bailim. It's not, he doesn't explain himself. You know, it could mean what I said too, maybe. If Cain, Abukab, the Begdish, of Yosef Mufla, even the Yosef, and the Chayyab, and Mitzvah's plow, if Cain, Chayyavatam, and Mitzvah's zoo, Kilachal, and Torah, Lad Bar Mitzvah's zoo, Afilu Mufla, Vidu Kodesh, and the Kedush of Pim Mayoz, Zaino, like the Kedush of Pim Gamkel, and the Toys of Klaus of Kedush. This is clearly not like me. Me'el of Kodesh, from Cain, and Rak Mitzvah, and Sarah's Melechu, very interesting. He says like this. You see, according to me, this would be not possible. According to the way I understand the mitzvah like this, so if you did it when you were 12 years old, the mitzvah samach la'ish, so there can't be another mitzvah to do it again when you're bar mitzvah. When you become a chuyiv in the mitzvah, because it's already kadosh with a neder, so there's nothing left. It's kadosh me'elav, and it's kadosh through a neder. But you see, the Minchas Chinuch has a strong tzad that, just like you're not really eating anything, he says, when you're being makdish it prepare, because it's already kadosh. So good, it's muflo somach la'ish, but you're not doing a mitzvah, you're not bar mitzvah yet. So maybe when you become bar mitzvah, you have to be makdash it a second time. Ah, you're not eating anything. You weren't eating anything last time either, he says. And still, the Torah said you should do it. But when he did it, he wasn't fulfilling the dictate of the Torah. Because he wasn't bar mitzvah.
Yeah, but in the previous...
By the way, I understand that, you see, this reasoning doesn't hold. It was the first time you were eating something.
But he went for your nar.
What?
He can still win. You see, the nar, he can't do in there anyway. It's not chalom.
No, mufl somach la'ish, the nether's chal.
Why do you have to wait till he's bar mitzvah?
He's not saying to wait till the mitzvah. He wants to know, the chasminuch is clearing, does he have to be makdish it a second time when he becomes bar mitzvah to do in order to fulfill the mitzvah? The first time he didn't fulfill the mitzvah. He was a katan. What do you mean, right?
Because he's a katan. He couldn't bring it.
Right, but according to me, it's too late. There's nothing to do anymore. Now it would be a meaningless statement.
But according to me, it's too late because he's nedek.
Because he made his nedek chuschal already. So now there's nothing more to do.
He's been over mitzvah. How can his nedek count as below the mitzvah?
There's a din that before bar mitzvah, a neder's chal. That's the din of muflo somach la'ish. It's a gzeres hakosuv that the year before bar mitzvah, you're nedarim achal. For a girl starting from age 11, and for a boy starting from age 12. Okay? So now this cotton had a bechor born to him when he was 7. And now he's 12. So he wanted to be very frum. Oh, yeah. He jumped and he said, Harezer kadosh. Nanamin Chasmino says, yeah, but you know, you didn't get a mitzvah. You didn't have bar mitzvah. So maybe when you get bar mitzvah, you have to do it a second time. Aye, you're not eating anything. You didn't eat anything the first time either. Elamite, Xeris HaKosuv, that you should, I don't know what, he doesn't explain, that you should say it's Kadosh.
So it counts again.
Yeah, but I'm saying, according to my understanding, it's clear that you would not have to do it when you're bar mitzvah, because now you're talking not eating anything. And when you said, as a muflo somach la'ish, when you said, HaRezer Kadosh, Taka was something. You should say that his father should tell him not to make it Kadosh as a muflo somach la'ish. So he's ruining, he's losing out on the mitzvah. You should wait till he gets my mitzvah and then say it should be Kadosh.
And it really takes effect.
What?
The neder took effect, but he didn't get credit.
Exactly.
Rabbi Yaakov would say, we learned before that a bar mitzvah,
who?
this gentleman.
What do you mean he would say?
He would say.
He
was saying.
He was,
we said before that a bar mitzvah, before a bar mitzvah, a boy is really chai of mitzvahs, even before bar mitzvah. He doesn't have das.
Okay, but he doesn't have a kiyum hamitzvah. Everybody's moedim for das. He doesn't get a check in Shemayim.
But he what?
I don't know. Okay. What is he proving from Rosh Hashanah? That when a cotton does a mitzvah, when a potter ben ha-mitzvah does a mitzvah, then he becomes mechuyev in the mitzvah, he has to do it again. If a shaita ate matzah, Pesach night by the Seder, and then he got healed, so he has to eat matzah again. He didn't. He didn't get a mitzvah the first time he ate, but he was potter ben ha-mitzvah. In the shtafeh, if he got better, Chayav lechel old pan matzah. He has to eat matzah over again. Fine, Rama Paragami Karm Pesach Alechazayim when you cut and shizel ben shnei psachim. There it's different, and we learned already to Rav Chaim why it's different. Therefore, Cotton had the Karm Pesach brought on his behalf, and he does not have to bring a Pesach sheni.
And we saw just a little, like he said, not by a shota or a couple of cases like that, that if he can't talk, so he can't do Kedushas on the Korban Pesach. He said anyway, it's automatically Kadosh. He didn't say it's Chas or anything. It's perfectly good Korban Pesach. He just said it in the previous page. He said, like, what about the Korban, the moon or not the man is dead, and it's the owner of the Bechor is a shota or someone who can't talk. I forget what it's called. An Elam.
Elam Mocheresh.
Okay, Elam Mocheresh.
No, which?
Oh, I think.
I guess you mean Cheresh. Can't talk well here.
Yes. Therefore, he said that since it's automatically Kadosh anyway, so it's not. There's no chisaron in the fact that he couldn't do Mekadesh it with his pet.
Okay.
So. So it doesn't. It's not. So even if it's chaser that, it's still going to be a perfectly good korban pesach.
Where did we get the korban pesach?
Oh, where?
Before.
I mean before.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought we were saying that if it's missing the kedushas of peh, somehow it's chaser.
No. Well, it might be chaser the kedushas of peh, but it's certainly chaser the kedushas
before.
That's a bit of the way of Shana Shamalabu Kibir of Diamonds, that was a great petition, Kachlech Chalik, was in a Mufal, so Machlish, I am Rambam, Perigid Aleph, in the Dorm. Lamed Aleph, Oit Ershim Loch, Kitzaz Dina. Now we're going to give you like a Shulchan Aruch about the Dina Bechor. Yidini Amis, which is Yinosin Lekoyen, okay. Hein Tav, Lekoyen Makrovoso. Hein, he's writing like a Shulchan Aruch now. Hein Balmum, Yinosin Lekoyen, Lekoyen Oichel. Who me matnos kuhuna? By Rama Perakal of Mibikurim, Allah Yud, Sahuk Makoyim Loyla Kahenis. Kahenis is a bas koyim. Ain Shomatam, given the Sorek Lahakrivo, and she can't do that. I am Mishnah Melech, Kosov Shadas, Ravam Dafilu Balmum, Damke, Tafkul Kahen, Loyla Kahenis. Well, then why did he give the reason out of the carbon? And because of a rush, about 2 years, they assume it should vote.
So I just look good.
Well, if he's in Bas Koyen, next to Bukhar, Sri Chagam came meet on the Koyen. Because she's nothing, she has no special status. Afilu ma b'chor b'amum, ki gam noshim b'chiyov z'a mitzvah zu, b'sor chlizim l'koyen ish. Yim koyen b'tumtum yesh b'chor, en et sor chlizim l'koyen b'sofek. What's the sofek? Oh, because maybe he's a man, he can keep it for himself. Then Tafsa Kayan, tell him she just attacked the Kayan. Find your ideas, and it's a Machalos to Chogilim on his Kuhuna. The Kayan on Dragonist, tell him she just Salem, Uvadai Zachar, the Chetzin Zachar, because that's arrived. The Kayan in the Tzarch Litno, Uvadai. The Zidus Rabbi Shainim, who suffered him, came his suffering in the Tzarch Litno. The Tafsa Kayan, tell him she just Sanal. When I said I feel the Kayan Balmum, doesn't matter if the Kohen's a Balmum. The Kohen Balmum can have the Bechor Balmum, or maybe even the Bechor. That's tough. What?
Why doesn't the Tumtum have to go to the Kohen anyway? Because
it's moment. Because the moment is to say, how much of a Chalel of a Raya? Since he might be in the cave, so he can keep it. I mean, it's awful. You don't say so with the Eisel Chumer by moment. As you obviously say, I must make a little Mariah. The noise of Mafil Lakoyim Balmum, the man is Kuna de Sorch Lakrivoi Balmum the Tam Shovim. Ach Lechale, Lecholo ain't no slim, ki Lav Koyen Hu. Cholo Lechal Koyen. Vain Yeredeus and Nisan Machal. The Lunyan and Mroich will lead in the Koyen Cherish Oid of a Kotan. I am Zeh Vekzai Sachoyshin. So when Reish Ben Gimel says Kotten Dalen Mashevi B'Shem HaPrichadosh the Pilpul was there the Lechor HaZorcha HaKoyim Kotten the Das HaCheres Makna also Vuhur B'Yivomis HaPsadik Tesom at Beid V'Cheres Reid V'Kotten Ein Cholkim Lohem Trum Al HaGoyrin Avo Mishagrim L'Botehem U'Mizahei Di HaPrichadosh Raya the Zorcha B'Chol Matnas Kuhuna Mishan Das HaCheres Makna Kotten Zorcha so Kotten Kuhuna Zorcha Matnas Kuhuna Lion Shum, but says a chayshin, she hiksha al zeh. So I shayt ein zeh hafidu b'das acheres makna. You would just say to yourself. Because if it works with das acheres makna, a shayt is not koyin. It's not koyin even with das acheres makna. You move shum b'chayshu mishpit, so it says zayin, I'm kenem ar nois noi truma. Yeah, why give me the time to say no in a moment, I'll have you das acheres makna. You move over Mordechai per kamen debom mitziya. There's no monetary rights in the matnus kuhuna. Al kein kozo vum tam khiven atar zikhs un kahanam a matonus habul ay ki yerusha es khar paulo at khale fun vay dosom okay mos kozo tsayz un hedrin perg ben sir da som khasam et vayde mas vol kot the Torah is better than Das Acheres Makna. The Torah is giving it. That's what it sounds like. Like Yerusha. Like Yerusha. Nobody says a cotton can't be Irish.
That's also like his pay. We had this before. It's like his pay, in a way.
Yeah, that's what it does. You can't lift your noise from the Chiyuva, you feel the Das Akoya. Falco, Bazer, Binyas, Mechazaz, coming out of Skahuna, Vinyan, Mamuka, Moid, Bosh, Vakla, Haskir. There's nothing like Koyan, Tum Tum. Misofik, Loyot, Dumu, Huisha, Vimachim, Yodai, and Kamokam Hirich, Tafakoyim, Mitzim Yadoy, Embassim Yadoy, Yvnasa Lakoyim, Andragilis, Talabishitis, and Nomad Vadi Zachor, Yotza Banam Dengasina, Yermin of the Eiffel of Selig Zachor, Savichetzim Zachor, Kamkin Balam Yoyt, and Kivu Kamponim Zachor, who Yermin of the Visog, Yotza Banam Zachor. You make it chesiv koyin and chesiv Yisrael. Now, how do you manage that? How do you have a half koyin and a half Yisrael?
Two owners, huh?
Let's see. Kortziyanu v'chibur zek, I'm a bonim. Kan shabal chesiv shifcha v'chesiv bas choyrin. Okay, boilu mimeno bas. Da bas mitzat chelak ha shifcha. Avlal al char ha'em v'y chesiv shifcha. Tzad ha bas choyrin ha bas achar ha'ov. The Israelis and the Teres of Fidel the Koyan, the Giyori Shavim Yisrael, the Teres of Koyan. Dachakach bo Koyan al Abbas, whoops, Vahoyle Ben, he said, Chelik HaShivcho HaVlad Huavet. And he said, Chelik HaBas, Choyrin, HaVlad Ozu Bosur Ovev, who Koyan. So you can have a half Koyan and a half chatsi
half.
The chatsi of koyin. The kain of yeshlei b'chor tam. Vade who enu makriv on mitzvat chelik zorus for yeshlei. V'gam anoichel machmas chelik al zorus. Aber mir ist heute bevor im Balmu und bevor die anderen sagen, ich kann ja nachher.
We need to have a chetzi kohen chetzi Yisroel. We ended up with a chetzi kohen chetzi Evan.
Yeah.
We need a
Chetzi
Kohen,
Chetzi Yisroel.
What
are you asking?
We need to have a Chetzi Kohen, Chetzi Yisroel. But the story, there was a story we told, we ended up as a Chetzi Kohen, Chetzi Eved.
Yeah. Well, the story is, you have a Chetzi Kohen, Chetzi Yisroel. How do you end up with a Chetzi Kohen, Chetzi Yisroel?
I don't know. He has to discard. I don't know. That's what we need. A Chetzi Kohen,
no.
Chetzi Yisroel.
It's a song.
But maybe it's because he's five minutes after he's got left and after he's gone.
Well, it's Chetzi Yisrael, I mean, again.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, Chetzi Yisrael means he has Kedushas Yisrael, the Chetzi Yisrael. Chetzi Yisrael. Well, maybe if it was Meshacher him, he becomes a full fled kid. But the other half's a Koyan. Wait a second. Well, we'll start again tomorrow. I'm too tired. Is this a mamzer? Is this his daughter?
It's a sordid story.
No. A mamzer can't be a kohen. I mean, the Akronim talk about it. If you could have a mamzer kohen. I think the Akronim is no. Mamzer doesn't have to do this. Okay, we'll see. We'll pick it up from here tomorrow.
Well, mamzer Tamas Chacham is bigger than a kohen.
Yeah, so.
So, can't forget that.
Look at the details. We went through it kind of quickly.